What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the breakdown for the 2020 Sony Open at Wailea Country Club on the island of Oahu, Hawaii. Going to be a great tournament this week. We got our first full field tournament of the 2024 calendar. We are live. It's going to be really good. A lot more people to play from. Just as kind of an overview in the past, right? We used to have, it's not used to, we still have this data that's saying, not if you played well, not if you did well or won or whatever at the Century, you know, at Kapalua, but essentially, if you just played, your results correlate really well to doing this week in Oahu at Wailea. Really different course. You're going from a giant course with giant fairways and giant greens to still a resort course, coastal ocean course, but small fairways, small greens, but the rough here is not penal whatsoever. I've played the course several times myself, just like Kapalua. It's pretty easy. It's pretty straightforward right there in front of you. We're going to see a lot of scoring this week. Now, the one thing that could hamper scoring a little bit is the wind, where they're getting some rain over there. That's just what's happening right now. Typically, if the wind really comes up, we could see the winning score sometime somewhere in the, like, you know, minus 10 to minus 11 range, okay? Now, I don't think that that's going to happen. I'm pulling up Oahu right now. I'm going to pull up Honolulu. See what they're looking at. Yeah, again, the weather has completely changed. We're looking mid-70s, not cloudy, not really windy. You know, winds 15 to 25 miles an hour. That's normal for them. 10 to 20 on Friday, 5 to 10 Saturday. So, look, we're going to be somewhere in the, like, minus 20, minus 22 range based on that, okay? The wind's not going to be a factor. Of course, greens are probably going to be pretty quick, but again, this is a resort course, okay? This is not some big, giant country club. There's no rough, you know, outside of, like, the first hole and a few other places on the course. If you spray it, you could go OB. But there's no OB except for in the houses, right? So you could spray it over onto another green and you could be just fine. You know, it's really not that big of a deal. So, take that with a grain of salt. We'll go through the guys I like here. So if we're taking a look at the model that we have, this is just standard inputs. This one is my specific build just for a few factors. Number one, PGA Tour, obviously. The most recent recorded rounds, easy on easy courses. This is absolutely that. And then on Bermuda. Okay, so obviously we're going to have some guys like Aberg and Hatton and, you know, some of these guys that don't have a ton of rounds because they haven't played a lot of these type of courses over the last 50 rounds. But you have some guys that have some data on there, right? Right away, in the model, we see that Adam Hadwin is number one. Tyrrell Hatton, who I really like here, doesn't have the full amount. Number two, Webb. Only at 6,800. Corey Connors, who looks like he's going to be one of the popular guys, obviously coming up high in this model. Justin Rose, who I really like a lot this week. Brian Harmon, who I like a lot. The Postman is up here. Charlie Hoffman, who, look, the numbers pop really well. I just don't know if I can get to Charlie Hoffman this week. Matt Fitzpatrick, I would like Matt Fitzpatrick a lot more in a grinder-type tournament where the number is going to be closer to 11. He's just not a birdie-making machine, right? It's just not his game, right? We've got our Bermuda King down here, Killa Keith Mitchell, coming in the top 20 of this model. I think we always have to consider him. I think he's somebody that nobody's going to fucking play this week. Kiz coming back out of the booth. 6,100? There's a lot worse you could do than Kevin Kisner at 6,100. There's a lot of guys down there that are not, like, legitimate golf. I don't mind playing Kiz at 6,100 whatsoever. I'm actually quite a big fan of him. I'm going to be playing probably more than I should. I like Kevin Kisner. Cam Davis, Gary Woodland, these are some of the guys that I like. Cam really fucked everybody last week. You know, I'm just going to go right back to him. He rates out pretty well here. Overall in this particular model, he does not. But I'm fine with taking another stab at Cam Davis. We'll reset all the settings. We'll take a look at it as well. Hayden Buckley. Lost coming down the stretch to see, woo, last year. 6,600. I'm fine with taking another stab at this guy. This is really a horses for courses type of event. Getting down here. Kurt Kitayama. Here's where the model doesn't always work. Kurt Kitayama is a guy who he grew up in Northern California. He plays coastal courses really well. Play Kurt Kitayama this week. You'll thank me later. Luke List, I'm going back to Russell Henley, not rating out too great in this particular model. Gim Reaper down here. But let's see if we reset it. Just take the easy off, take the Bermuda off, take the hitting fairways. Let's leave hitting fairways easy. We'll take that off. Scoring, and let's just go with that and that and see if that changes anything for us. So definitely changes the model a little bit if we remove hitting fairways easy, because these fairways aren't necessarily to hit, but the rough isn't penal, so that's not really something I care about a whole lot. So Hatton, Ben Ann, some of these guys, Chris Kirk is back up there. Russell Henley is now up there. Really interesting. Gary Woodland coming back. Obviously, he had the brain surgery to remove a tumor, I believe it was, or some sort of growth in his brain. He's healthy. I don't know why we would not consider playing Gary Woodland this week. I really don't care. Yeah. So, look, a lot of the guys that have starred, once you take off the hitting easy fairways, which is not going to be really, honestly, a big consideration, are good. Echeverria played, I think, pretty good last week in his debut. We see now the Bermuda King, Killa Keith Mitchell, is now all the way up here. So, look, there's some guys in there, strokes gained off the tee. He's a bomber. Not great at the approach, which honestly is not great here, but loves Bermuda, right? Not a great DK score. We're filtering by strokes gained total. Let's see with this model, the DK points, who we got up at the top. So this is just raw DK scoring. So we've got Hatton, Simpson, and Cam, which is really interesting. Ben Ann, Russell Henley, I think also very interesting there. Let's see here. Yeah, so really interesting. I definitely like these guys. We're going to go, just sort through. Can I sort? Show favorites only. Okay, so here's my player pool for this week, guys. We got 25 players in the player pool, which I feel like is okay. It might be a little much. We'll see. I'm still on the fence about Eric Cole. I don't know if I want to play him or not. He's somebody I left in the player pool, but I'm certainly probably going to limit my exposure to him. I'm going right back to Sahith, Brian Harman, Russell Henley, Chris Kirk, JT Poston, Benny Ann. I'm going to play a little bit of Siwoo. He's going to be higher owned, though, because, he won here last year. I had to chip in to win, by the way. Cam Davis screwed everyone last week. I'll go right back to him. Justin Rose, again, popping really well. This model looks really good, really consistent across the board here. Really like the way that Justin Rose is playing. He had a real, he was 10 under at one point, I think, on Sunday. So, like, Justin Rose can absolutely go low. I think he's just somebody who's going a little bit overlooked. Keegan Bradley is your ultimate tournament play. The model, obviously, he doesn't look great, but he can ball strike. Okay. 14th in the model in ball striking. 8th in the model in total in tee to green. 21st in approach. That's all good. Putting sucks, obviously. He just needs to get a hot putter. Bhatia, I think, is an interesting play as well. Some guy I kind of like quite a bit, and it seems like everyone's going away from, so I'll go back to him there. Luke Liss, Keith Mitchell, the Bermuda King. This guy plays great on Bermuda. Any other greens, seems like he can't play at. It's the weirdest thing in the world. So, on the West Coast swing, while we have a lot of Bermuda and some of these out here, before we get to some of these, the Poana greens on the out west, we're going to play Keith out here. We get another shot in the desert, and then, you know, he'll be dead on the Poa. Emiliano Grillo, I'll go back to. Kurt Kitayama, again, he's a West Coast guy, coastal player, really like him a lot. Nick Taylor, I actually have an outright bet on. I think he can win the tournament. Does not pop in the model whatsoever. But, you know, Gary Woodland does, right? And he didn't play a lot last year, so these model statistics aren't really up. But I expect Gary Palmer to be basically himself. Ryan Palmer is just a guy I might take one or two stabs on. This is a course that really fits his game pretty well. Bobby Mack, bet him outright at 140-1 at 6,900. He's a guy that has won tournaments before. I don't know why he's down this low. If I had to put pricing on Bobby Mack, I'd probably put him at like 7,500. So I think we're getting like $500 to $600 in DK pricing value on him. You know, Jim Reaper might make one of my lineups. I don't know. I'll probably edit this down a little bit before I make the final lineups I've got. Hayden Buckley obviously came in second here last year. You know, is what it is. And then Echeverria and then Kisner are going to be my guys to go with. So as far as build, I think balance is interesting. I also like, because I like Echeverria, I like Bobby Mack, you can play Hatton and Tagala together, or like, you know, Hatton and Harmon, right? You know, Tagala and Henley, Kirk, and, you know, you can play like maybe three of these guys and then just kind of float around here. I don't think that's going to be a very common build. I think the balance build is going to be a little bit more common. So for some of these tournaments, if you want to get weird a little bit, you go a little bit off the board, I think that that's going to be a really good route to go. That's about all I got, guys. Let's take a look at ownership here just to kind of close it up. Ownership projections. We've got to switch the sharing over here. So we'll go present. Give me one sec and we'll pop it up on the screen. Popular plays share. All right, there we go. All right, LED is filter for calculated ownership. So yeah, so like we talked about, they got Corey Connors, probably going to be a little higher than this, I think. Russell Henley coming in really high. A lot of people playing Chris Kirk. I did not anticipate that, honestly. His ownership has kind of grown throughout the week. So that's interesting. And then same with Justin Rose. His ownership has kind of taken a higher arc against the week. Then down here, 15, you know, 14%. I will say this with golf. Unless a guy is going to be like 25 to like 30% owned, I don't think that there's really a reason to fade him. If you think that that guy is going to top 5 or top 10 in the tournament, you know, especially some of the cheaper guys, right? So let's see, who's our cheapest? Let's sort by salary here. And let's see, down here in the cheap range, it looks like Ryan Moore is gaining the most ownership at like 7%. Hayden Buckley is going to come in at about 7% owned. I'm still just going to play him because I think he plays well here. But look, Echeverria, 2.6%. Kiz, 3%. You know, so these guys aren't relatively high owned. just some interesting numbers in here. Aberg, man, the Todd Father, that is one of my guys too. I forgot. I already got him in a couple of the lineups. Yeah, interesting down here. Nick Taylor, Keegan Bradley. I really like Sahith, and I really like that he's only at like 8 or 9%. Really like that. Really like Luke List here a lot too. 6%. Brio, 5%. Heath Mitchell, 5%. The old Gim Reaper. I probably, honestly, I don't know how much Gim Reaper I'm going to play. I'd probably rather just get the Bobby Mack for $100 more. I probably can do that. Ryan Palmer, 4%. He has 3.8. Look, Bobby Mack, 3.2. I would rather just get there. Gary Woodland, who I really do like a lot this week, 3.1, 2.9, and Echeverry. So, look, if I'm on the right guys and I, you know, if these guys, it could be a really, really nice week. We'll just kind of have to wait and see. I think I have a good balance of ownership. Don't really need to adjust my lineups that much, in my opinion. But yeah, good luck this week, guys. As always, please, we'll pop the banner up here. Follow us on X at JJ McIntosh, at Notorious VJL, at Joey Props. I turn the music down a little bit this week. Hopefully everybody can hear me a little bit better. I got it pretty low. But I, you know, when doing a pod by myself, I really just like having somebody on the background so it doesn't feel like I'm just talking into space. It helps me out a little bit. So again, shoot me a comment. Music's still too loud. I'll turn it down for next week. But yeah, we'll have a week. I will do my best to have a show out for every single tournament this year. And then we'll do some bigger shows for the Masters and tournament. All right, guys. Thank you so much. You guys have a great night. Good luck tomorrow. Peace.